searching for bones. The narrow road isn't a dog-eared page. It isn't a parade of dead flowers. It isn't narrow, a road, or dead at all. It's a teardrop gasping for breath. It's a holy mountain weeping dry sand. It's a mother's heat in a cold room. It's milk and bread on the way home. It's a whistling walk without feet or sight. It's a grassy path painted on rock canvas. It's a garden's wink at tomorrow's sun. It's the rippled dance of quiet water. It's a sparrow's question over a river burning. It's a fin whale crying in the sea. It's singed redwood praying for rain. It's the web thin glow in a spider's calm. It's a neuron soldier's flittering song. It's a lover's quilt frayed with yesterdays. It's the backside of hands and stars. It's forgotten eyes open and bleeding. It's a mirror shard in the eye of morning. Stop this madness. I look up. The clouds and their endlessness of never being the same grips my eyes and breaks the grind of seeking. That dog without a tail just stopped running, and his legs ran off without him. There's a fish up there swimming toward another sea of air. Small whales, a large bi-legged ant. My eyes stare and dart like there's something I'm missing. This show is for me alone. No DVR here. Just then, this stranger pops up with jutted jaw and disjointed nose, angry, facing backwards, chasing a vapor thief in his rear-view mirror. A ghost is winking at me like it knows something. Looks like Bob Marley dancing toward happy on a reggae jet stream. Back on the ground, a heron and three sandhill cranes peck and strut. The lizards use their guile to stay green and whole. I don't know what the hell the squirrels are doing, the dogs and cats and trees and snakes and owls and flowers and bees and bugs don't much care about metaphor. They don't ponder now, before, or after, or have any questions at all. Who will search for our baffled bones or know our trampled ash once the goddess of cognition is done having her way with us?